Principle 1. Building a strong love map for a lasting relationship. In a marriage, you should know a lot of special, private, or sensitive details about your partner. This information forms a love map in your mind, which helps strengthen your relationship. A well-developed love map means you understand your partner and can grow closer. When couples don't know much about each other, their relationship suffers. Without a love map, you can't truly know or love your partner. Take Rory, for example. He was a workaholic pediatrician who spent so much time at the hospital that he didn't even know the family dog's name or where the back door of his house was. His lack of a love map meant his emotional connection with his wife and kids fell apart. Your love map includes both your own and your partner's goals and beliefs. It can change over time. For instance, Maggie and Ken got married and had a baby soon after they met. Maggie had to give up her career as a computer scientist to stay at home with their child. Ken needed to update his love map to match Maggie's new priorities. Understanding and updating your love map helps keep your relationship strong as life changes. Principle 2. A strong marriage requires a system of fondness and admiration. If your marriage is struggling, how can you tell if there's hope? The key is to look at how you both view your shared past. To see if your marriage is salvageable, check if you still have a fondness and admiration system. This means you and your partner still respect and appreciate each other. Ask yourself, when you think about your history together, do you still have positive feelings? If you can talk fondly about your first meeting or your early days together, there's hope. But if thinking about your past feels like pulling teeth, things are more difficult. A strong fondness and admiration system means that you remember good times and have hope for the future. 96% of couples who view their history positively have a good chance of a happy future. For example, remember Rory the pediatrician. He looked back at his early days with his wife with love and decided to make changes to reconnect with her, like changing his work schedule. To check your own fondness and admiration system, answer these questions. 1. When we're apart, do I think of my partner positively? 2. Can I list 3 things I admire about my partner? 3. Is my partner happy to see me when I enter a room? If you answered true to these questions, your marriage likely has a strong foundation. Principle 3. Strengthen your marriage with everyday moments. In marriage, it's the small, everyday interactions that truly matter. Spouses often make bids for each other's attention, affection, and support. When you take a moment in your busy day to listen to your partner's concerns, you're strengthening your relationship and keeping the romance alive. For instance, if your wife tells you about a scary dream she had, and instead of saying you're too busy, you choose to listen and show interest, you're nurturing your marriage. Romance grows when you show your partner they are valued, even during routine moments. Many couples can make their relationship stronger and more romantic by recognizing that daily interactions are important. Don't take your partner's efforts for granted. If your partner checks in with you regularly, appreciate it and stay engaged. Next time you're talking with your partner, focus on enjoying the conversation instead of seeing it as just another routine. Principle 4. Let each other influence decisions. In a marriage, fairness and equality matter just like in society. This principle affects how couples handle arguments and decisions. For example, if husbands don't show respect for their wives, conflicts can get worse. When a wife is upset, she usually tries to keep the peace. But when a husband is challenged, he might ignore, get defensive, or be critical. For instance, if a wife says, "You're not listening to me," the husband might react badly, making things worse. Studies show that stable marriages are ones where husbands listen to their wives and respect their opinions. If a husband won't let his wife have a say, there's an 81% chance the marriage will end in divorce. For example, Jack wanted to buy a used car, but promised his wife he would have it checked by a mechanic first. Even though Phil mocked Jack for listening to his wife, the mechanic found a problem with the car. Thanks to Jack valuing his wife's advice, he avoided a bad purchase. Principle 5. solvable versus perpetual marital conflicts. Conflicts are a normal part of every marriage. The key is to manage them effectively and reduce stress. These are minor issues that can cause a lot of tension. Solvable problems can be resolved if couples learn to handle them properly. Start by approaching the problem calmly and watching for signs of emotional overwhelm, like yelling or tears. For instance, Rachel and Jason argue about being late for work, but a simple solution like waking up 10 minutes earlier could fix it. These are ongoing issues that keep coming up in marriage. About 69% of couples face a conflict they've been dealing with for years. Even though there may not be a perfect solution, you can manage these conflicts by acknowledging the problem and keeping communication open. For example, Tony and Jessica have different religious beliefs, but manage their differences with humor and understanding. By recognizing whether a problem is solvable or perpetual, you can better address conflicts and strengthen your marriage. Principle 6. Handle unsolvable problems in your marriage. When you feel stuck in a conflict that seems unsolvable, the goal isn't to fix the problem, but to change how you handle it. Here's what to do. First, move from feeling trapped to starting a meaningful conversation. It's important to keep working on the issue and figure out what's causing the conflict. Recognize that you might also be part of the problem, not just your partner. For example, Laura thought Mike was a slob and complained about the housework. When she talked to him, she realized he didn't even know she was cleaning up after him. By having this conversation, Laura broke out of the gridlock. Gridlock often means your hopes or needs aren't being met by your partner. For instance, John and Amy argue about where to eat on Sundays. John wants to stay in like his family did, while Amy prefers dining out. They need to understand and respect each other's feelings and take turns to solve their problem. Principle 7. Find meaning together in marriage. Marriage isn't just about being similar to your partner. Even if you and your spouse have different perspectives on life, you can still enjoy a strong and lasting bond. However, it's crucial to share your values and aspirations. This builds a sense of shared meaning that's essential for harmony. Consider Kevin and Helen, who initially focused on their separate careers and interests. They began feeling disconnected until they opened up about their pasts and family values. This brought them closer and helped them find common ground. In any marriage, agreeing on your roles is vital. Ian and Hillary believed in traditional roles, while Chloe and Evan preferred equality and responsibilities. The key is mutual understanding and agreement on how you define your roles. Whether you're alike or different, finding shared meaning enriches your relationship. It deepens your connection and makes your marriage more fulfilling over time. Signs of trouble in a marriage. Recognizing signs that a marriage might be in trouble can help you take action to improve it. There are four main warning signs, often called the four horsemen of the apocalypse by experts. 1. Criticism. Instead of simply complaining about specific issues like forgetting chores, criticism attacks the person's character. For instance, saying, "You're lazy for forgetting the trash again," is more damaging than just pointing out the mistake. 2. Contempt. This involves behaviors like mocking or belittling your partner, which can make them feel worthless. Contempt creates a toxic cycle of conflict because being treated this way can provoke defensiveness. 3. Defensiveness. When faced with contempt or criticism, people often become defensive. They might argue or justify their actions rather than address the underlying issues, which only escalate conflicts. 4. Stonewalling. This happens when one partner disengages from conversations to avoid conflict. They may respond with short answers or withdraw from interaction altogether, which can further damage communication. These signs, when noticed early, can be a signal to work on communication and understanding in the relationship. Being aware of them can help prevent further deterioration and promote healthier interactions. Common marriage conflicts. There are many skeptics about lasting marriages, but let's focus on two common conflicts and how to resolve them. Conflict 1. in-laws competing for attention. A major issue in many marriages is balancing relationships with in-laws. Parents-in-law may struggle to accept that their child now prioritizes their partner. For example, if David's parents visit and his wife Janie has planned a special dinner, David's mother might interfere by bringing her dish. David can manage this by politely setting aside the dish and sticking to the dinner plans. This shows his mom that his wife is his new priority. Conflict 2, adjusting to parenthood. Another challenge is adjusting to a new baby. A new mother's life changes dramatically, and she might unintentionally push her partner away. For instance, Lucy, as a new mother, might criticize John's parenting efforts, making him feel unneeded. To avoid this, mothers should remember that the baby benefits from both parents' involvement and different parenting styles. Key points. 1. Build a love map by knowing your partner's inner world. 2. Fondness and admiration are essential for a lasting marriage. 3. Daily moments of connection keep the romance alive. 4. Fairness and respect in decisions are key for marriage stability. 5. Solve conflicts by recognizing if they're solvable or perpetual. 6. Handle unsolvable problems through understanding and conversation. 7. Shared values and goals create a meaningful marriage.